亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，主内平安。让我们一起翻开神宝贵的话语，出埃及记第33章第12节。摩西对耶和华说，你吩咐我说，将这百姓领上去，却没有叫我知道你要打发谁与我同去，只说我按你的名认识你，你在我眼前也蒙了恩，我如今若在你眼前蒙恩，求你将你的道指示我，使我可以认识你，好在你眼前蒙恩。求你想到这名是你的名。耶和华说，我必亲自和你同去，使你得安息。摩西说，你若不亲自和我同去，就不要把我们从这里领上去。人在何事上得以知道我和你的百姓在你眼前蒙恩呢？岂不是因你与我们同去，使我和你的百姓与地上的万民有分别吗？耶和华对摩西说，你这所求的我也要行，因为你在我眼前蒙了恩，并且我按你的名认识你。读经到此。
谢谢江黎景弟兄为我们诵读经文，现在我们请钟声全长老来带领会众做牧道，之后我们请Dash Koshi 牧师为我们传讲信息。今天的讲题是他的仆人得以他同在。
我们用点时间来祷告，如果你方便的话，我请你跪下来，不方便的话就请坐在原位上，我们一起同心来祷告。满有恩典，满有怜悯，我们在天上的阿爸父，天父，我们感谢你，你赐下你的宝贵的话语来引导我们每一天的生活。你的话语清楚告诉我们说，早晨你必听我们的声音，早晨我们也必定要来向你陈明我们的心愿。我们求主帮助我们，让我们在祷告的时候乃是用心灵与主你沟通，让我们不是对着空气来讲话，而是把我们的心愿来向你陈明，也恳求主借着我们的祷告指引我们，让我们明白你的心意。天父，我们感谢你，你赐给我们有忠心的这些教牧领袖来带领着教会，他们本着神的话语，用神的真道来喂养，来扶持我们的灵命。我们为着他们来感谢你，我们求主继续赐给他们有一个忠诚，一个完全依靠你的心，让他们顺着你的心意来带领羊群，来引导你所委托的羊群走在主你的正道上。天父，我们也求主帮助我们，让我们的当中的弟兄姐妹都能够愿意顺从，愿意按着你的话语来行。我们感谢主，让我们在上个主日，我们在新的一年的开始，我们重新恢复主日学的课程，无论是成人主日学、儿童主日学。我们也感谢主，让我们周间的查经班、我们慕道班这些都恢复上课。天父，我们何等来向你献上感谢，因为你常常让我们能够由你的话语来滋润我们干渴的心田。我们巴不得你帮助我们当中的每一个人都能够就是按着所需，按着自己所能的来参与 这不同的这些圣经教导的课程，让我们借着这些来多认识你的话语，多得到你话语的滋润，多得到你话语所要赐给我们的力量。我们求主来引导，更是求主继续的帮助我们，就是我们也要为这我们上个主日也开始第一次的，就是华安部的这个圣经营筹委会的会议。我们感谢主，让孙文弟兄愿意承担这一次营长的这个重大责任。我们求主你的灵与他同在，你帮助他，让他能够有能力来为我们做各样的设想安排，好叫我们这个营会的筹备一切能够顺利就绪，好叫我们做足这些预备的工作的时候，让我们在六月一起去到营地的时候，我们真的是能够在那里享受主你所要赐给我们你话语的这个帮助。我们求主继续引导这个委员会，让我们都能够同心在不同的岗位来一起的配搭。天父，我们更要把成人团契的这个月底的聚会交托我们，将要庆祝17周年，我们为着这个团契来感谢你，让我们成年人能够每个月一次聚集在一起，让我们在主里面能够更深入的彼此的交往。我们求主继续的引领这个团契，你也帮助秋霞姐妹，让她有智慧来带领，让我们在这个来临的聚会能够真的是一个感恩的心来在你面前献上你所悦纳的祭，让我们不单是在那样一个机会来得到你上头赐给我们的福气，更是让我们在前面一起同心在这个团契服事的时候，能够多从你那里得着你所给我们的智慧力量。我们求主来带领天父，我们也要为着我们当中一些身体病痛，一些就是面对一些困难问题的弟兄姐妹来祷告。天父，我们实在要求主你帮助我们，让我们在经历这些生活上的一些挑战的时候，让我们晓得来完全的来依靠你，让我们在经历这一切的时候，让我们接着祷告，接着依靠你来经过的时候，但是能够在灵里面与主你更亲近，好叫我们在这样的一个困难的当中也能够有能力来见证你的荣耀。我们求主继续的帮助那些无论是罹患癌症的，或者我们当中有一些弟兄姐妹有一些精神困扰的，求主你让我们都能够从这样的一个困境当中脱离出来。我们求主帮助，求主施恩典怜悯。天父，我们再次的把早晨我们要一同的来思想你的话语这段时间来交托，我们为着你的仆人达斯库西牧师来向你献上感谢，让他在百忙中他能够有这段时间来与我们来分享你的话语。我们就求主你继续的赐福给库西牧师，无论是在他在克西马尼堂的那里的教会的牧养，或者是在神学院的教导，都求主你加添力量给他。早晨我们也要再次的求主你的灵来充满库西牧师，让他大有能力站在讲台这里来传讲你的心意，让他所讲的句句都是从你而来，让他所讲的句句都打入我们心里面。求主让我们众弟兄姐妹坐在这里的时候，我们不是用耳朵听，更是求主让我们不但用耳朵听，更是用心来领会，让我们听了这些能够成为我们生活生命的帮助。求主继续的引领我们一下时间，我们将这一段时间恭敬交你恩手中，将感恩祷告奉靠耶稣基督宝贵的圣名，阿们。请坐。
May the Lord be with us as we continue to worship Him and listen to His word.
愿神与我们同在，当我们继续来听他的话语，
来学习他的话语的时候
，I seldom get an opportunity to preach to a Mandarin congregation。
我很少有机会在华语的这个聚会当中来传讲信息。
So when Elder Chung invited me, I was very surprised。
因此，当中长老邀请我的时候，我感到惊讶。
I jokingly told him he wouldn't understand my Mandarin。
我就跟他开玩笑说，你不会明白我所讲的华语。
But he said he will interpret for me, and I'm glad that I have an interpreter this morning.
然而他说他会帮我翻译，那我感谢神，我今天早上能有一个翻译员。
When I was driving here early in the morning, I was thinking, whoa, this is very early.
在我早上就是驾车来的时候。然后我就心想，哇，这实在是太早了。
8 a.m. In order to be here at 8 a.m., many of you have to leave by 7.
为了要八点钟赶到这里，啊，我们许多人都要在7点就要启程了。
Well, it is wonderful to be found in the Lord's house early in the morning.
不过我们实在是感谢神，实在美好能够在早晨的时候。在神的圣所中
It's amazing, isn't it? In this auditorium, there is worship from early morning to the late hours of the day.
真的是这是奇异啊！就是我们在这样的一个清早的时候，在这个地方能够有这样的一个崇拜。
As the Bible says, His name is to be praised from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same.
就像圣经所说的。上帝的名应当被称颂，从日出之时一直到日落之时。
Today we will look at Exodus chapter 33, verses 12 to 17.
今天我们要来思考这段经文，就是出埃及记第33章12到17节。
And we will talk about God's presence.
我们会谈到说神的同在。
And living in His presence.
就是我们在他面前来生活。
Moses was God's servant.
摩西是神的仆人。
He was called to lead Israel out of Egypt and to bring the people to the promised land.
那他被呼召就是要带领以色列人从埃及离开埃及一直到应许地区。
From the very beginning, Moses was afraid to be a leader.
那从一开始，摩西很害怕，他害怕成为领袖。
Firstly, he said he couldn't speak well.
首先，他就说他真的是不能够很好的来就是言论。
Because of his stammering lips.
因为他口齿不是很清晰。
But the Lord comforted him.
不过上帝却安慰了他。
And gave him an assistant in Aaron.
那也让亚伦来帮助他。
Moses then took up the calling of the Lord to lead the people.
因此摩西就就是接受了这样的一个呼召来带领神的子民。
Under his leadership, the people moved out of Egypt, and the Lord did many miracles to bring them to this place.
那就当他们离开埃在他的带领下他们离开埃及那么上帝也施行了许多的神迹那使到他就是他们也一路来到了这个应许的地方
One day when the people were resting the Lord came down from heaven and appeared before the tabernacle
在他们的行程中有一天神就从天上降临在他们所在的地方就在这个会幕的当中来显现
You can look at verse 9 of our chapter 33 and it says it came to pass as Moses entered into the tabernacle the cloudy pillar descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle and the Lord talked with Moses
第九节就是33章出埃及记33章第9节这么说摩西进会幕的时候
云柱降下来，立在会幕的门前，耶和华便与摩西说话。
The cloud that came down was not the normal cloud that we see in the sky.
那降下来的云不是我们一般上在天上所看到的云朵。
It's not the cloud that brings rain.
不是那带来雨的那云朵。
It is the cloud that surrounds the presence of God.
那是就是围绕在神的这个显现或者说神面前的 这些云。
And when the cloud came down to the tabernacle, people saw it and everybody feared the Lord and worshipped him.
当这云降下在这会幕的面前的时候，所有的人都看到，他们都就是存敬畏的心来朝见神。
Verse 10 says that people rose up and worshipped every man in his tent door.
那第十节就告诉我们说，所有的人就起立，立起来，他们就在他们就在会幕门前来向神来敬拜。
So Moses was assured that he is not alone in leading this people.
摩西得到这样的一个肯定，就是他不是单独或者是单枪匹马的来带领这百姓。
Though the journey still had to be a long way, he knows now that the Lord will be with him.
虽然路途还很遥远，但是他知道上帝是会与他同在的。
And then in verse 11 you read, the Lord spake unto Moses face to face as a man speaketh unto his friend.
那第十一节就告诉我们说，上帝耶和华就与摩西面对面说话，就好像人跟朋友说话一样。
Now that is a rare privilege.
这是一个很少有、很稀有的一个特权。
Face to face like a friend, Moses talked with the Lord.
面对面，摩西与神来说话，好像朋友一样。
There was no form and shape of God.
那就是神，我们没有看到神的这样的一个形，一个样式。
The Bible says God is a spirit.
因为圣经说神是个灵。
He is invisible. We cannot see him with our eyes.
他是看不见的，我们不能够用肉眼来看到他。
So the cloud was a token, a symbol of the presence of God.
因此那云就是来代表，这是一个表征，来代表神的同在。
So he could not see God with his eye.
因此他不能够用他肉眼来看到神。
But he could hear the voice of God speaking.
不过他可以听到神的声音，神在说话。
It's a frightening experience.
这是一个很令人惊讶的、害怕、敬畏畏惧的一个情景。
Moses is in the tabernacle where the presence of God came down.
摩西就在那会幕的当中，当神降下来。
The people who were at a distance in their own tents felt great fear and worshipped the Lord.
那些百姓都在会幕以外一段一个距离，就在他们自己的帐篷那里来向神来敬拜。
It's a frightening moment.
这是一个惊吓、惊怕的一个时刻。
Not everyone is allowed to have this privilege.
不是每一个人都能够得到这样的一个特权。
And that in this awesome presence of God, Moses stood and talked with the Lord like a friend would talk to his friend.
那然而在这样的一个使人敬畏的这样的一个状况底下，摩西就与神面对面见面，就与神来说话。
It is the Lord who talked to Moses like a friend.
是上帝来向摩西就是向摩西来说话，好像朋友这样。
Doesn't it speak to you of God's grace toward Moses?
这不让我们看到上帝是对摩西是多么的 就是施恩典给他。
As they began to speak to one another, you see in verse 14, the Lord said, My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest.
那当他们在说话的时候，我们就看到十四节，耶和华就对他说，我必亲自和你同去，那也要使你能够得安息。
My presence will go with you.
我和你同去。
Moses, you may not see this cloud all the time.
那摩西，你不一定会一直都看到这云朵。
But remember, I will be with you all the time.
那要知道说，我就是一直无时不刻都会与你同在。
Oh, how wonderful it is to know that God's presence will be with a man.
我是在何等的一个美妙当神能够与人来同在。
It was not an easy job for Moses to be the leader of the Israelites.
摩西要成为以色列人的这个领袖，实在是不是一个简单的差事。
It was a murmuring people.
因为这些都是很会埋怨的子民。
Their needs were so great.
他们的需要很多。
Because these people have no more farm. To cultivate food for themselves.
因为他们没有田地来种，来得到粮食。
They don't have proper houses.
他们没有固定的居所。
They are keep on moving.
他们一直的行走，一直的前行。
They need to find food for them.
他们需要去寻找食物给这些。
He needs to find water for them.
他需要为他们寻找水源。
And these people are really very demanding.
而且这些人的要求都是很高的。
And there are squabbles or quarrels among them.
他们之间也有一些争吵。
He needs to hear the problems and settle it.
他也需要听他们的这些问题。了解当中来为他们解决这些问题。
And along the journey, they were faced with enemies who want to destroy the people.
在一路上，他们也遇见一些的这些仇敌，他们这些仇敌都想要消灭他们。
And then there is sin in the camp.
在这营中也有一些犯罪的事情。
Which provokes God.
直到惹到神的怒气。
Oh, the burden was so great.That any man can get crushed under this task.
这个重担实在是很沉重，任何人都会被压垮了。
Now, I do not know what sort of problem you have in your life.
我不知道你在生活中面对怎么样的困难。
When a young man wants to get married, he thinks it's going to be a beautiful life.
当一个年轻人要来结婚的时候呢，他就以为说前面是美好的时光。
But soon he realizes to have a wife is not an easy thing.
很快的他就会觉察到说有了一个太太不是一件简单的事情。
Then he has children.
之后他又有孩子了。
Then he has a work to do.
然后之后他有工作要做。
Then he comes to church, the Lord gives him work to do.
来到教会，神也给他工作做。
There are many burdens that we have to bear.
然后很多很多的重担要去肩负。
And then life is not easy.
生活并不简单。
Our health breaks down.
我们的健康的就衰退了。
We have to struggle with our pains.
我们也要为这痛楚就是来承受痛楚。
And relationship problems would come.
人与人之间的关系也出了问题。
Can you escape?
你逃得过吗？
Can you escape your troubles?
你能够从这些困难困境中逃脱吗？
You will never be able to.
你永远都不能。
God has not promised a trouble-free life for anyone.
上帝没有应许我们前面是平坦的道路。
Every appointment in life comes with a heavy burden.
那每一个上帝所委托的这个差事都有一个重担在当中。
When God gives you a wife or husband, it comes with the burdens associated with it.
当上帝给你一个先生或者太太，那也连带着有一些的问题在当中。
When God gives you children, it comes with all the burdens of the children.
那当上帝给你孩子的时候， 孩子也带给你一些的重担。
You pray for a job and God gives you a job.
你祷告求神赐给你工作，上帝也赐给你工作。
It comes with all the burdens of that profession.
那你这样的一个职业，这个工作也带给你一些的重担。
Every promotion in life has its burdens.
每一个在生命中每一个的提升都有它的重担。
When you get promoted in your job.
当你在工作上被提拔
，Please remember, now you are called to carry a bigger burden.
要记得你这时候被呼召要来承担更重大的责任。
Don't be fooled by the salary increase.
那不要被这就是薪水的增加被蒙骗。
When they increase your salary, they are not saying, "Oh, you look cute. I give you more money."
当他们给你更多的薪金的时候，他不是说你看起来很可爱，所以我给你多一点。
They are saying take more money and take more burden.
他的意思是说，你拿多一点钱，那就负多一点，负担多一点的重担。
Even in the church,
在教会也是这样。
When we are called by the Lord.
当我们被神呼召的时候
，to take more burden, to take greater leadership in the church,
要来承担更多的带领的这个重担的时候
，it is a call to greater burdens and responsibilities.
这是呼召来承受更大的重担。
We all find ourselves crying out, Lord, if possible, remove this cup.
然后我们就会向神来呼求，求主，若是许可的话，把这杯撤离。
How many men and women started crying after they found a family for themselves?
然后我们不知道有多少的男女就当他们找到了家庭的时候，他们为这来哭泣。
How many pastors who smiled on the day of ordination started crying the next day onwards?
我们不知道有多少的牧师在被安利的时候是带着笑容，隔一天开始就开始哭泣了。
But there is nothing like the presence of God in the midst of all these burdens.
但是有就是没有东西，没有任何一件事情比有神同在，虽然是有困难，但是有神同在来的可贵。
There is nothing more comforting, there is nothing more assuring than God Himself telling His servant, My presence shall go with thee.
那没有另外一件事情让我们更得到安慰，更得到肯定的，更得到有保障的，除了神自己亲自向我们应许说他与我们同在。
Oh, would you not rejoice?When God gives us this great promise that His presence will be with us,
难道你不会就是来喜悦感到喜悦？当上帝跟你说他与你同在。
Now in the New Testament, Jesus said just before He ascended to the disciples to go into all the world and preach the gospel, but He ended up saying, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world."
在新约的时候，我们看到说主耶稣升天之前在他吩咐门徒说要往普天下去传福音的时候，他也应许他们说他要与他们同在。
His presence will go with us.
他的同在。
Your troubles may not go away.
你的问题可能不会就消失掉。
You will find yourself in greater needs in life.
你在生活中你会发觉到说有更多其他更多的需要。
But God will be with you.
但是神与你同在。
His very presence.
他 的同在。
It may not be in the form of a cloud.
可能不是像云柱这样。
But God will be there.
但是神会与你同在。
Ah, what assuring words.My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest.
这是何等的一个安慰的一句话，就是我必亲自和你同在，使你得安息。
Now, when God promises His presence to us,
当神应许 他与我们同在的时候。
What does he mean by it?
到底他的意思是什么呢？
What does it assure me of?
到底他给我们就是他应许我们什么呢？
Let's see what the Bible says here.
我们就来看圣经怎么说。
Coming back to verse 12.
我们回来来看第十二节。
You know, Moses said unto the Lord, according to verse 12, See thou says unto me, Bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me, yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight.
那第十二节这边，我们就看到说，摩西在对神说话。那他对耶和华说，你吩咐我说，将这百姓领上去，你却没有叫我知道你要打发谁与我同去。
什么？
只说我按你的名认识你，你在我眼前也必蒙了恩。
Now Moses said to the Lord, Lord, you told me that I have found grace in your sight.
那摩西就是告诉耶和华说，神说，耶和华，你告诉我，你会就是与我同在。
And then he said again.In verse 30, Now therefore, I pray thee, if I found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way.
那因此他也祈求，那么他在十三节他说，我如今若在你眼前蒙恩，求你将你的道指示我。
He again said in verse 13, I may find grace in thy sight.
那在十三节他也这么说，好像我能够在你眼前蒙恩。
Now, God already said, Moses, I give you my grace.
那上帝已经告诉摩西说，摩西，我把我的恩赐给你。
And Moses acknowledged that.
摩西也回应了。
I have found grace in thy sight.
回应说，他也从神那里得到恩惠了。
If you didn't show grace to me, I couldn't be a leader.
那如果你不向我施恩，我也不能够成为领袖。
If you didn't give grace to me, I could not have delivered this people from the hand of Pharaoh, the Egyptian king.
主啊，若不是你给我恩典，我也没有办法把这子民从埃及、从法老的手中带他们脱离出来。
If you had not shown me grace to hear my prayers and provide the food and protection for these people, I couldn't have come to this stage.
那若不是你向我施恩，垂听我的祷告，那把食物赐给这百姓，也保护他们，那我真的是没有办法把他们带到这地步。
Oh Lord, there are so much evidence of your presence, your grace in my life.
主啊，在我的一生中，实在是看到你在许多的时候都与我同在。
But I need more grace.
不过然而我却需要更多的恩典。
That's what he said in verse 13. I may find grace in thy sight.
那这也就是十三节所说的，他说好叫我在你眼前能够蒙恩。
So when Moses said, I need more grace, the Lord said, well, my presence will be with you.
然后当摩西说我需要更多的恩典的时候，上帝就说我与你同在。
So his presence is a token of his grace that he would give to us.
那上帝的同在就是表明上帝施恩典给我们。
Oh, don't we need God's grace, God's goodness in our lives?
难道我们不需要神的恩典，从神那里来的好处吗？
For the rest of our life,
我们接下来的生命当中
，Don't we need new grace?
难道我们不需要新的恩典吗
？He gave us grace to this day.
他的一直以来到如今都向我们施恩。
As Jesus said, He can do nothing without me.
就像主耶稣说。你们离了我就不能做什么。
You might have been a good husband.
你可能是一个很好的丈夫。
Or you had been a good wife.
可能你是一个很好的太太。
But that doesn't mean You can remain faithful and good tomorrow without God's grace.
这不表示说你日后仍然能够是那样的好, 如果没有神的恩典。
Oh, our sin can raise its ugly head any time to destroy us.
那我们知道罪会伸出他的手, 任何时候来摧毁我们。
We may be very familiar with the things at hand.
可能我们手头上的这些事情, 我们都很熟悉。
But we can still fail.
我们也可能会失败。
Only if God's grace will be upon us.
除非上帝的恩典在我们的身上。
Only if He would mercifully help us.
唯有神, 向我们施怜悯来帮助我们。
We can be what God wants us to be.
我们才能够, 就是成为上帝所要我们,
还能够做上帝所要我们做的事。 Oh, for more grace. That's my prayer.
的确我的祷告是希望有能够更多, 能够得到更多的恩典。
In the year 2013,
在2013年,
you need new grace that you have never tasted all these years of your life.
你需要新的恩典, 是你这一生中从来没有, 尝试过的。
You have new struggles.
因为你有新, 的这个挑战,
you have new responsibilities.
你有新的责任,
you have new problems.
你有新的问题。
So when Moses said, Oh Lord, I need more grace, he's saying that, Lord, be with me through my troubles, through my challenges.
当摩西, 向神求说, 神啊, 我需要更多的恩典的时候, 他的意思是说, 神啊, 你与我同在, 带领我, 度过这一切的困难, 带领我度过这一切。
Please look at verse 15.
我们来看第15节。
Moses said, If thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence.
第15节说, 这边说, 摩西说, 你若不亲自和我同去,
Oh Lord, if you want us to go up, please go with us. If you don't go with us to show your grace, I can't think of going up.
那摩西是说, 如果你要我们, 从这里出去的话, 请你, 与我们同去, 然后如果你不去的话, 我真的是不知道, 我也不敢, 出去。
Do you dare to dream about the rest of the year that is before you?
你敢去, 就是想到, 去想, 就是, 在这一年前面的状况吗?
It's frightening.
这是很可怕的。
But if the Lord were to tell you today, which He is saying, My presence will go with thee. You must know He will give you all the grace you need.
当上帝告诉你说, 我会与你同去的时候, 那你要知道说, 祂的意思是, 祂的恩典会伴随着你。
Don't doubt whether God's grace will be sufficient for you.
千万不要疑惑, 到底上帝的恩典够用吗?
The Lord said to Paul, My grace is sufficient for thee.
那神, 告诉保罗说, 我的恩典够你用。
The Bible says God's grace is exceedingly rich.
圣经说上帝的恩典是, 就是很多,
Very 超越。 Rich. The Bible says it's abounding, increasing grace.
圣经说上帝的恩典是丰盛的,
the Bible,
很多的。
The Bible says it is strengthening grace.
圣经说是, 就是加添,
gives us strength.
力量的恩典。
It's a wonderful grace.
是美妙, 的恩典。
We all sing, Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
我们都唱, 奇异恩典, 何等甘甜。
Oh, this grace of God is like an endless, infinite lake.
神的恩典就像那无边, 无疆界的这个湖泊一样, 那么的广阔。
For thousands of years, God's people have been scooping from this reservoir of God's grace and drinking it.
那千千万万年, 的神的子民都从这个湖来接取他们所需用的这个恩典。
Abraham,
亚伯拉罕
，Isaac,
以撒
，Jacob,
雅各
，Millions of God's people in Israel,
千百万上帝的子民以色列的人
，The prophets,
那些先知们
，Later the apostles,
之后使徒们
，And reformers,
那些宗教改革家
，Our fathers,
我们。的前辈们
，Our pastors，
我们的牧师们
，They were all asking for this grace。
他们都来就是祈求这样的一个恩典。
And you poor soul may be saying, "Will God have grace for me?"
那可能我们当中有人在疑惑说，到底神会不会留恩典给我们
？Good news is that His grace is ever sufficient。
然后好的消息就是美好的消息是。他的恩典肯定是够我们用的。
It will be more than enough for you, and even if there will be a million people more to come.
那他的恩典肯定是超过我们所需用的，而且是能够供应之后千千万万人的需用。
So my dear friends, don't be troubled in your heart.
因此，朋友们，我请你不要在心里面就是感到害怕。
When the Lord says, I will be with you, and my presence will go with you, rejoice. It means His ever-sufficient grace will be with you, and you will find it.
那当上帝说他要施恩典，他要与我们同在，那我们就要知道说他肯定会赐给我们够用的恩典，让我们能够度过一切。
So if there is trouble,
如果有困难的话
，if there is sickness,
如果有病痛的话
，if there is need。
如果有一些需要
，If there is sorrow，
如果有一些悲伤的话
，Don't let your heart be troubled，
让你的心不要忧愁。
Remember the Lord who is with you will give you the grace you need。
要知道，上帝与你同在，你就会得到该所需用的恩典。
Remember this，
要谨记这件事情。
Pray Lord give me grace，
要祷告求神给我恩典。
Be with me now。
与我同在。
I don't know what to say.
我不知道要说些什么。
I don't know what to do.
我不知道该做什么。
I got nothing with me.
我毫无所有。
Except your presence.
除了你的同在之外，我毫无所有。
Just fill me with your grace.
求主向我倾覆你的恩典。
And He will then, according to verse 13. I'm sorry, according to verse 13, will show you His way.
那他就会按照十三节这里所说的，他将要指明你的道路。
Moses said, I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way.
那摩西的祷告是说，我向你求，那如果我是在你眼前蒙恩的话，求你指示我的道路。
So when God's presence is with you, you will not only have God's grace, but He will also show you the way.
那当上帝与你同在的时候，他不但是向你施恩典，他也要指示你的道路。
You know why God comes with us?
你知道为什么上帝要跟我们同去吗？
To show us the way.
就是要指明我们前面的道路。
After all, our Lord Jesus said, I am the way. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
主耶稣也这样子说，我就是道路，除了我就没有人能够到父那里去。
Moses, I ask you to lead this people to the promised land.
摩西，我叫你把这子民带到应许地区。
Now this journey is not started by you, Moses, but me.
那这样的一个行程不是由你开始，是我开启的。
You came to this point not by your power or your wisdom, but because I brought you here. I am your way.
你来到这个地步，不是靠着你的力量来到这里，而是我把恩典给你，把你带到这里。
If you will get to the destination at the end, it's because I will bring you there.
那如果你能够最后去到目的地去，那能够那原因也是一样，就是我与你同在。
Because I am determined to bring this people to that destination, I said, I will show you the way.
我会带你去，我也已经定义要带这子民去的时候，我就会指示你那道路。
Oh dear friends, are you afraid that you will lose your way?
亲爱的朋友，你会害怕说会迷路吗？
Are you afraid that your family will break up?
你害怕你的家庭会破裂吗？
Are you afraid that your children will not care for you?
你害怕你的孩子以后不再理你吗？
Are you afraid that there is no point in living anymore?
你害怕以为说生活已经不再有意义了吗？
Are you afraid of today? Are you afraid of tomorrow?
你为着今天害怕吗？ 你为着明天害怕吗？
Because it all looks dark and dreary.
因为一切都看来很暗淡，很可怕。
You don't know which way to turn.
你不知道要向哪一个方向来转。
Fear not.
千万不要害怕。
You don't have to know everything about today or tomorrow.
因为你不需要知道今天或者明天要发生，都完全知道。
The one who is yesterday, today, and forever says, I will show you the way.
那知道今天明天的那一位，他告诉你，他应许你说，他要指明你的道路。
He knows the end from the beginning.
因为他知道开始，他也知道末了。
If the one who knows the way is with you, what is there to be afraid? Say thank you, Lord, for the promise that your presence will be with me.
那如果那知道道路的那一位与你同在，你不需要害怕，你只要向他求说，主啊，你指明，你向我指示这道路。
How wonderful it is.
这是何等美妙。
There is one more thing that I want to bring to your attention about the presence of the Lord.
还有一件事情我要向大家提起，就是关于神的同在的。
Look at verse 13 again.
那我们再看第十三节，
Moses says to the Lord, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight.
那摩西这里说，好叫我认识你，好在你面眼前蒙恩。
When God's presence is with you, you are going to know God deeper and deeper.
如果上帝与你同在的话，你将要更多的认识神，更深入的来认识神。
How wonderful it is to know God as He is.
这是何等美妙，能够来认识神。
Can you go further? I will show you verse 19 at this point of time.
那我们这时候来看第十九节。
And the Lord said to Moses in verse 19, as they continue to talk, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy.
那上帝在这里就继续告诉摩西说，我要显我一切的恩慈在你面前经过，宣告我的名，我要恩待谁就恩待谁，我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
Moses, you said you want to know more?
摩西，你说你要知道更多吗？
My presence will be with you.
我与你同在。
You know what does that mean?
你知道这是什么意思吗？
You're going to see all my goodness.
因为你将要看到我一切的美善。
Oh, blessed is the man who loves the presence of God and live in that presence.
那我们知道说，一个喜悦神的同在，愿意与神同在。
Because he shall see the goodness of the Lord. Don't you want to see the goodness of the Lord? In fact, later on, the Lord even said, I will show you my glory. You can't see me with your own eyes. You would die if you do that.
你不能够用你的肉眼来看到我，因为如果你这样看的话，你将会死亡。
So if you look at verses 22 and 23, it says, It shall come to pass while my glory passeth by, but I will put thee in a cleft of the rock and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. I will take away mine hand and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen.
那第22、23节，神这样对摩西说， 我的荣耀经过的时候，我必将你放在磐石穴中， 用我的手遮掩你，等我过去，然后我要将我的手收回，你就得见我的背，却不得见我的面。
Moses, you wanted to know me more?
摩西，你要更认识我吗？
So I tell you, I will be with you.
因此我告诉你，我会与你同在。
But you can't see me with your eye.
但是你不能够用你的肉眼来看到我。
I'm an eternal God.
我是那永恒的神。
If you were to see my glory, you would be consumed. You would perish.
那如果你看到我的荣耀的话，你将会灭亡。
So I will continue to be gracious.
然后我要继续的来施恩典。
But I will let you have a feel of who I am.
不过我要让你就是感受到尝到说我是那是何的怎么样的一位。
The Lord said, I'm going to put you in the cleft of the rock.
那上帝就告诉他说，我要把你放在磐石穴中。
And then I cover your face.
然后我就盖住你的眼你的脸。
Then I pass.
然后我就经过。
And you then, when I take the hand away, see my back.
那然后我就把我的手撤离的时候，你就看到我的背后。
Now, dear friends,
亲爱的朋友们，
who can understand God fully?
谁能够透彻的来明白神呢？
All through the days of our life,
我们穷一生，
we can never fully discover His glory.
我们都不能够来完全的来透彻的明白他的荣耀。
But we will have many instances in life where God's goodness and glory shall be seen and learned.
当然，我们在生命中，我们将会有许多的机会，就是看到说神的荣耀向我们显明。
Even when we are dying,
甚至是我们将近死亡的
on our deathbed,
在这就是病床上
our souls shall look to heaven. I want to be in your presence.
我们的灵魂要看到这是天上，就是说我愿意与你同在。
I want to come to that glory land where my Lord is.
我愿意去到那荣耀的美地，就是神所在的地方。
I'm going through the dark valley of death.
我在经过这死荫的幽谷。
But I will remember the Lord said, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
那就像神所说的，虽然我要经过死荫的幽谷，你的杖你的竿都安慰我，因为你与我同在。
God's presence will not only be with us in our life, but also during our death.
那上帝的同在不但是在我们活着的时候，即使是我们死的时候，上帝也仍然与我们同在。
To bring us to His glorious presence at the end.
那带我们就到那就是他荣耀的所在。
That we may know Him more and more.
好叫我们更多的来认识他。
As a gracious God.
他是那满有恩典的神。
As a good God.
他是那美好的神。
As a glorious God.
他是那荣耀的神。
Dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Uncles and aunties. Little children.
长辈们还有孩子们。
There may be many things that you are afraid of this year.
在这一年中，可能有很多东西是令你害怕的。
You may want to run away from your studies, children.
孩子们可能是会因为功课而想要逃避。
You may be sick and tired of your own business.
那你可能是会感到就是疲惫，为着你的工作来感到疲惫。
You may not know how to take care of your sick husband or sick wife.
你可能不知道要怎么样的来照料你那罹患病症的先生或者是太太。
You can't ask the Lord to take away these things. These things are part of life. That's your calling.
你不能够叫神把这些都挪开，那这些是你生命中的一部分，这是你的呼召。
But there is His presence promised to us.
不过那里有神的同在，有神的应许。
Which is His grace.
就是他的恩典。
His guidance.
他的指示
and more knowledge of who he is,
也有他能够更借着这样来更认识更多的认识他。
You will see His grace and glory.
你将要看到他的恩典，他的荣耀。
So let us rejoice.
好，我们要为着这来感到高兴。
And say this.
也这么说。
In the midst of my trouble.
在各样的困难中。
I will live in your presence.
我要在我要就是在你面光之前来生活。
Lord, go with me.
主啊，求你与我同去。
Surround me with thy presence.
你与我同在。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Thank you, Father.
谢谢天父。
For your gracious words unto thy people.
谢谢你赐给这我你指明这宝贵的话语。
Let them rejoice.
让他们能够因此而欢喜。
That we heard thy promise in thy word.
因为我们听到你的应许，借着你的话语，我们听到你的应许。
And may we go in the comfort of your word.
好叫我们往前行的时候，能够从你的话语当中得到安慰。
With thanksgiving we pray in Jesus' name.
我们如此感恩祷告，是奉靠耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.